You're listening to SBS News.
It began with a brown skuabird found on a remote beach near Esperance, about 700 kilometres southeast of Perth. The bird later died. And Federal Agriculture Minister Julie Collins says testing by a CSIRO lab in Geelong has now established exactly what type of infection it had.
Testing at CSIRO's Centre for Disease Preparedness has confirmed the H5 high pathogenic avian influenza or bird flu in a brown skua in Western Australia.
The case identified in Western Australia marks the first time the H5 strain has arrived on the Australian mainland, following its detection in October on Australia's Heard Island in the sub-Antarctic. Dr. Lauren Roman is a seabird researcher at the University of Tasmania's Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies. She says it's not all bad news.
I think what's really positive about this detection is that the messaging that Wildlife Health Australia and the Australian government has put out there, so that wildlife carers have been aware for quite a few years now of the possibility of this particular strain of bird flu reaching Australia. So even though I wasn't involved in this particular case, it's a great sign that the wildlife carers, by the sound of it, knew what to look out for. And then when the first detection did occur, they were prepared and took the appropriate measures.
Dr. Roman says it's not clear at this stage whether the case is the beginning of an outbreak. It's being described by experts at the moment as an incursion, or the initial entry of something into the region, while an outbreak describes a sudden spread and rapid increase in cases. New South Wales Environment Minister Penny Sharp says she does expect it to reach the state at some point.
We obviously hope that it doesn't come here, but birds fly a long way and we can't put them in cages. You know, we're expecting that we may see it here.
Still, the arrival of the H5 strain has fuelled fears among scientists, conservationists and agricultural groups. When the H5 strain was found on Heard Island, scientists estimated just under 14,000 southern elephant seal pups had died, out of a total population of just over 17,000. Dr. Roman says mass mortality events and species-level population reductions have also happened in overseas outbreaks.
Sea lions have been particularly hard hit across many, many countries, as well as in the sub-Antarctic. So this is a real concern if it does get into sea lions in Australia, which is, you know, it's a possibility if we get outbreaks in the country. It's also hit surface nesting seabirds really heavily as well. So birds like pelicans, cormorants, boobies, gannets, terns, these sorts of species have seen mass mortalities. So in some countries, you've had hundreds of thousands of birds dying over a space of months.
Minister Collins says authorities are doing their best to prevent such scenarios. She says the federal government already has more than 100 plans developed for important natural sites and susceptible species. In New South Wales, Minister Sharp says officials from every level have already been working together to get ahead of the virus.
Both federal and state governments have been preparing for this, literally had some emergency preparations even just a couple of months ago in relation to this. So all of those activation plans are being put in place. We're working really carefully with the federal government.
Meanwhile, other experts have been working to allay concerns about the human impact. Infectious diseases specialist Sanjaya Senanayake at the Australian National University says humans don't need to be concerned, especially if the government does what it can to limit the spread of the strain.
From a human point of view, we have seen a few cases, but it's not easy for a human being to get this. It's typically from infected poultry to humans. In the US, we've seen it go from cattle to humans as well. But human cases with this particular strain of bird flu are not common, and the most cases tend to be mild.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.